안녕하십니까? 2013학년도 4월 고등학교 3학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2013학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 B형 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 1번부터 20번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 21번부터 22번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Chris. Are you ready to go camping?
Almost. I just need to pack my clothes.
Good. By the way, where should we meet?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for my cell phone. I can't find it anywhere.
Did you look inside your bag?
3번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Leo, have you booked tickets to the concert?
Yes, 2 tickets on April 26th.
Great! It starts at 8 p.m., doesn't it?
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, fellow students. I'm Brad Campbell, the editor of Rock Mountain High School newspaper. As you know, we have been publishing the newspaper for 10 years. We want to celebrate the 10th anniversary with all you students. So we've decided to publish a special edition of the paper. This edition will carry congratulatory messages from students. With your messages, the newspaper will be complete. It doesn't matter how long the message is. Your participation is important. Please post your messages on our school website by the end of April. Thank you.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dr. Brown, I have toothaches from time to time.
Let me see. I need to check a couple of things first. Do you brush your teeth regularly?
Of course. I brush my teeth right after every meal.
How often do you change your toothbrush?
About twice a year. Why?
You should change your toothbrush more often, at least once every 3 months.
Should I change it that often?
Yes, there is a lot of bacteria in old toothbrushes.
But I always make sure to dry it thoroughly.
Still, you might get gum disease because a worn-out toothbrush cannot effectively clean your teeth.
Oh, I'll get a new one right away.
(6번) 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Lisa, a medical reporter. Spring has officially arrived, but for some people, allergy season has come along as well. Let me give you some tips to reduce seasonal allergies. As you may know, most seasonal allergies are caused by pollen in the air. So, all you need to do is to stop it from coming too close to you. When you go out, be sure to wear a mask. Wash your hands immediately when you return home. With a bit of effort and common sense, you can avoid your suffering. Say goodbye to sneezes and runny noses.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
James, did you wash this glass?
Of course, Mom.
Well, it doesn't look clean.
Hmm, that's strange. I washed it several times.
If you want to clean the glass well, you can wash it with salt and vinegar.
That's interesting. How do I do that?
Let me show you. Mix some salt with vinegar. Then, put it on a brush and wash the glass with the brush.
That's not difficult. Is that all?
One more thing. Rinse it with hot water. Then it'll be clean.
Oh, I see.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'd like to close my account, please.
May I ask why you want to close it?
I got a teaching job in another state and I'm moving.
Oh, I see. Where are you moving to?
I'm moving to Michigan. I'll open a new account there.
Did you know that we have a branch in Michigan? You could use the branch there.
Really? That's great. In that case, I don't have to close my account. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Could you cash this check? It's for $100.
Of course. How would you like the money split?
$20 bills, please.
9번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, honey. How's your business trip going?
Fine. I just missed the family. How's it going with Amy's room?
Almost finished. The best part is the star-shaped light on the wall.
Great. Have you received the clock we ordered?
Yes, the heart shape is lovely. I hung it on the wall.
Great. Did you buy that three-drawer set?
Of course. I put it in the room. And I got a car-shaped sticker for free.
Good. Amy loves cars.
Yeah, she put the sticker below the light. Also, I bought a square table for half price.
Oh, that's great. Did you put it in the room, too?
I sure did.
I can't wait to see the room.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Stella. Where are you going?
I'm going to the train station. I'm visiting my grandfather in Busan.
How long will you stay there?
About a week. It's my grandfather's 70th birthday.
Oh, say happy birthday to him for me. Then you can't join the Green Campaign, can you?
No, I can't. I'm sorry to miss it.
Don't worry. Oh, what's that in your hands?
Campaign posters. I'm going to put them on the bulletin board.
If you're in a hurry, I can do it for you.
That would be great. I owe you one.
My pleasure.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Jessica. How's it going?
I have good news. Uncle Tim left the hospital this morning.
Really? That's good news to everyone.
You can say that again. By the way, are you free this Sunday?
I think so. Why?
I'm planning to have a party to celebrate his recovery.
Super! What do we need?
That's why I'm calling you. Could you make a cake?
Sure. What about flowers, too? I can get a bunch of flowers on the way.
Don't worry. Everything else is under control.
Okay. See you then.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 세미나에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Alice. You look tired. What's up?
I stayed up late last night. I was preparing for the biology seminar.
What time did you go to bed?
I went to bed around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Aren't you sleepy?
No, I'm okay. Oh, the seminar will start soon. Let's go.
I'm sorry, but I can't join you today.
Why can't you come?
I have an appointment with Professor Lee.
Really? Why?
He's going to give me some advice on my report.
13번. 대화를 듣고 아누타 섬에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Tom. What are you doing?
Hey, Maggie. I'm writing a report on Anuta Island. This island is amazing.
Anuta? Where is it?
It's located in the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean.
That's really far away from here.
You bet. It's very small. It's only 0.37 square kilometers.
Wow, that's tiny. Do people live there?
Of course. There are 300 people on the island making their own society and culture. Their culture is based on sharing and compassion.
Good. I think we could learn a few things from them.
You're right. They also have their own language called Anuta.
No wonder you said it's amazing. Could I read your report later?
Sure you can.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Shane. What style do you have in mind?
I just want to have a new style. Do you have any suggestions?
Long hair looks good on you. Why don't we just trim it a little and make it wavy?
Sounds nice. How much will it cost?
$10 for the trim and $50 for the perm.
I have a 10% discount coupon. Can I use it?
Okay, let me see. This only applies for a perm.
I'll use the coupon. And I'd like to get my hair dyed light brown.
Well, hair dyeing is $40.
Oh, that's too expensive. I'll do just a trim and a perm.
15번 크리스틴 북 이벤트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good news for book lovers. Marianne Books is holding the Christine Book Event from May 4th to 10th. This event is to celebrate Joe Christine's winning a Young Writers Award. He is a promising local writer. We'll be selling Joe Christine's books at half price during this period. You will have a chance to get an autograph from him in person. The profits from the sale will be used to build libraries for children in the community. Anyone interested in books can join the event. You can find more information on our homepage.
16번 스포티드 살라멘더에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Have you ever heard of the spotted salamander? The spotted salamander lives in forests throughout the eastern United States and Canada. These bluish-black salamanders are about 18 centimeters long, and they are distinctly marked with bright yellow or orange spots. However, the spotted salamanders are not easy to find. They're experts at hiding. These secretive animals spend almost their entire lives hidden under rocks or in holes. In addition, they are active only at night. They also travel long distances to mate and lay their eggs in pools. Sounds interesting? Why don't you try spotting a spotted salamander?
17번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택할 자동차를 고르시오.
Low and safe rental. How can I help you?
I'd like to rent a car.
What type of car are you looking for? We have a variety of SUVs and vans.
I'd like a van.
Okay. We have 5-seater and 7-seater vehicles.
There are 5 of us, but a 7-seater would be more comfortable.
Good choice. How long are you going to use it?
For 3 days. By the way, is insurance included?
It's optional. Would you like to buy insurance?
How much is it?
It's $20 per day. In your case, $60 in total.
Okay. I'll take the car with insurance, please.
18번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness. I'm the owner of the phone you're answering.
Ah, I've just found it on the subway.
What a relief. Thank you. Where are you? I'll come to you.
Now? Actually, I'm on the subway, but I'm about to get off at City Hall Station.
Then I can go to that station.
Okay. How long do you think it will take?
Let me see. It'll take about an hour to get there.
An hour? I'm sorry. I can't wait that long. I have an appointment.
Could you leave it at Lost and Found at the station?
19번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Olivia. How are you?
Hi, Robin. How's it going?
I'm good. What are you doing? You look so busy.
Yeah, I'm working on a marketing report.
Is there something that I can help you with?
No, thanks. It's almost done. I can finish it in an hour.
You know, it's lunchtime. I'm pretty hungry. How about we go grab a bite to eat?
I wish I could, but I can't. My boss is waiting for the report.
If that's the case, I'll get you something to eat.
Thanks. Actually, I do feel kind of hungry.
(20번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane works in an office. One day, Jane was late for a meeting and she was anxiously waiting for the elevator. There was a man in front of Jane, also waiting for the elevator. Finally, the elevator arrived, but it was almost full. The man got in the elevator before Jane, but there was not enough space left for her. Jane thought if the man moved a little bit farther inside, she could get in. So Jane wanted to ask the man to step farther inside. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to the man?
Today,
I'm going to talk about alternative energies. Alternative energies are considered clean and green energy because they're not based on fossil fuels. However, they have their own problems. Let's take a look at typical alternative energies that have problems. The first is solar energy. It is a completely renewable resource. However, the energy is very expensive, perhaps twice as much as traditional energy. Solar operations are also limited by the number of daylight hours. Moreover, there are serious environmental concerns. Many of the key parts in solar power systems are made using highly toxic chemicals. The second energy source is biofuels, such as bioethanol and biodiesel. Many countries are using these fuels. 105 billion liters of biofuels were produced just in 2010. But they have serious problems as well. Biofuels have a lower fuel efficiency than traditional fuels. For instance, biodiesel has about 10% less energy than regular diesel. Besides that, biofuels are primarily made from crops like corn and sugarcane. Growing those crops can cause deforestation. Now let's discuss it in small groups.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Today, I'm going to talk about alternative energies. Alternative energies are considered clean and green energy because they're not based on fossil fuels. However, they have their own problems. Let's take a look at typical alternative energies that have problems. The first is solar energy. It is a completely renewable resource. However, the energy is very expensive, perhaps twice as much as traditional energy. Solar operations are also limited by the number of daylight hours. Moreover, there are serious environmental concerns. Many of the key parts in solar power systems are made using highly toxic chemicals. The second energy source is biofuels, such as bioethanol and biodiesel. Many countries are using these fuels. 105 billion liters of biofuels were produced just in 2010. But they have serious problems as well. Biofuels have a lower fuel efficiency than traditional fuels. For instance, biodiesel has about 10% less energy than regular diesel. Besides that, biofuels are primarily made from crops like corn and sugarcane. Growing those crops can cause deforestation. Now let's discuss it in small groups.
21번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? Biofuel에 관해서 언급되지 않은 것은? Now, 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.